Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Welcome back to the Squash Masters podcast. I hope you guys are all staying safe and well. In today's episode, I am joined by Yusuf Ezzo, who is in the top 20 in boys under 17. I hope you all enjoyed listening to him share not only about his experience playing squash since he was 6 years old, but also about what he's doing right now to stay fit and healthy. I hope he helps you stay fit and healthy as well. Enjoy! So the first question is, when did you start playing squash and why?
I started playing when I was around six and a half years old. And my dad used to go play for fun with a few of his friends, and I'd go with him. And so one of the coaches at Heliopolis Club told my dad, why not have him start playing then? So that's how I started.
What do you remember about your first squash tournament? And was it like good? Was it bad?
So my first tournament, I remember I was 9 years old playing in U11. That was my first official tournament I ever played. And I ended up playing one of the top few seeds in the second round of the tournament early on. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. I remember that match.
Did you do well in that tournament?
No, I lost that match, round of 64, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did that affect your confidence in any way?
Not really, because even in that match, I actually ended up playing pretty well, especially considering that he was so much better than I was and older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a nice experience for me.
Yeah. Did you ever play any other sports, and if so, what were they?
I play soccer for fun sometimes with my friends, but I used to swim pretty competitively from when I was 3 years old until I turned 11 or 12.
Do you think that swimming kind of affected your squash and maybe helped you a bit?
For sure. I think it helped a lot, especially with my stamina. Because swimming, it's very tasking for your body and stamina. Just being in the water in general, it's harder than being on the ground. So that definitely helped me when I was on the court.
Yeah. How many times did you play a day / week? And do you find it hard to balance with any schoolwork?
And I played during the school year. I played six days a week, with one off day every week. And sometimes it was hard, especially with tests and all that. I wouldn't have that too much time, especially with swimming also. I wouldn't have too much time to get back home and do work. But my school, the school I was in, grades came mainly from end of year exams. So I was kind of able to focus on squash for a lot of the time. And then for like a couple of months before the end of the year, I was really locked into studying.
Do you do any fitness or other cardio and footwork training?
Yeah, I try to do fitness training 5 days a week. Footwork, of those 5 days, I try to do footwork twice a week. And I think that really helps just movement in general, trying to be as efficient as I can.
What's your longest / best match?
My longest match, I think, came US Open consolation. And yeah. I was down 2-love, and I ended up coming back and winning 3-2. That was a very long 5-game match.
What do you think was your mentality when you were 2-love down?
I kind of felt that I wasn't playing like my best squash, and my coach between games kept encouraging me and telling me that you still have more, like you can play much better than you are. And then that third game, I ended up playing better, and I won the big score difference in that third game, which gave me a lot of momentum and confidence for the next two games.
What's your worst match when you weren't on your game and you were kind of not really focusing?
It was in a tournament in Egypt. I was the tournament before I came second, lost in the final. And then I came into that tournament, my first match. I was expected to win, shouldn't have been too hard. And I won the first two games of that match. I wasn't playing too good, but I was playing fine. And then I just lost focus completely, and I ended up losing that match.
Who's your favorite squash player?
Ali Farag. I know him pretty well from Egypt. Sometimes train. We used to have the same fitness coach and see him a lot then. I really like his game. I like to watch him play.
How are you training during this time with the coronavirus going on?
It's been tough for sure. All the courts are closed, so I can't do much squash or any squash actually. But I've been doing my best to go on bikes. And we also got some weights, and so I'm still able to work on my strength and conditioning so that I'm fit when I'm able to get back on the court.
Do you have any tips for beginners?
Think just try to have as much fun as you can, especially when you're starting out. Having fun while you're playing definitely helps you want to keep going, and it also helps you get better because the more you enjoy it, the more you'll want to play. That'll help you improve a lot.
What's the shot that you always lose to that always annoys you?
So, a lot of the time, like slow paced shots to like backhand side, I sometimes wait too long to play those instead of volleying. I just wait it out because I think the ball's going to be slow, so I just move slowly with it. And it ends up dying in the back, and I've lost a lot of points.
What's your favorite shot?
Volley drop from the backhand side.
How do you practice that shot?
So I don't really, right now, I don't really practice it specifically too much. But when I was younger, I always practiced with my coach. I had a heavy emphasis on keeping my racket up, making sure I'm ready to volley. And another thing he would always tell me, like we'd always train on volley drives, but the thing about that is if you can consistently hit drives, you'll be able to hit drops. So that came with practicing a lot of volley drives and moving quick to the ball.
What's your goal in 3 years, and where would you like to be?
Hopefully near the top of the college ladder at a good school, just playing there, having a good like college career, I guess.
How do you plan to achieve that goal?
Just keep practicing and at the same time study hard so that this college I go to is a good one, and then yeah, keep practicing, making sure I keep getting better.
Would you like to add anything on any of the questions?
I don't think so. I think we covered the thing.
Okay. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, you can subscribe to our show on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts.